Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome, precious one, to this program that is designed with you in mind to cause you to walk in God's supernatural working power and to be established in the Word of God. I want to take you into our program today and get ready to be blessed. Even as we were blessed, you will never be the same.
Now, today's episode.
Mid-year, fasting and prayer. This July, join Archbishop Charles Ajinasari and other anointed servants of God for a powerful season of fasting and prayer. As we enter the second half of the year, prepare yourself to get fresh fuel and be repositioned for the journey ahead. It will be a time of renewal, revival, and restoration as we seek God in fasting and intense prayer. Date, 21st to 27 July, 2025. Time, 6 p.m. each night. Venue, Perez Dome, Jolu Junction, Accra. Showing live on Precious TV, on Facebook and YouTube at the Perez Dome. Mid-year, fasting and prayer. See you there.
And you know, 18 days, let me a great deliverer by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me a great savior.
And will you say, this is my Bible? It is the Word of God. It has the power to change my life and to give me an inheritance amongst all the saints. I'm not a hearer only, but I'm a doer of the Word. Wave your Bible at me and shout hallelujah. Oh, you can do it better than that. Put your hands together for the temple choir. Put your hands together for the temple choir. Amen. Turn to two people and say something to them. Turn to two people and say something to them. Turn to two people and say something to them. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. You can please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Your life will never be the same. Amen. Mr. Wilmot, you're welcome. God bless you. It's been a while. Amen. But we are in the seventh month. Seven is the number of completion. And I believe that this seventh month, what you have not had in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth month, God will put them together for you in the seventh month. He will make it a month of completion for you. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. For us in the Perez Dome, it's a month of our department. So it's a month for people to serve God. And so I'm starting a series on service to God. I'm starting a series on service to God. And this morning, I want to start the series with what I've titled, Serving God is a Big Thing. Say, Serving God is a Big Thing. If you are ready for the Word of God, lift up one hand. Let's share a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I submit my spirit, soul, and body to you. I ask for utterance. I ask for wisdom, insight. Let the entrance of your word bring light. Let it bring understanding to the simple. And let us leave this place, touched by you, in Jesus' name. And will the saints say, Amen. In Job chapter 36, and verse 1, the Bible says, if they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. So, if you're going to walk in prosperity and walk the rest of your days in the pleasure of the Lord, then you must do two things: obey and serve Him. And today we want to take the serving part. We want to take the serving part. You see, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So service is just our reasonable response to the grace of God in our lives. Amen? Service is just our reasonable response. In our generation, when we talk about serving God, something that is a task that is reserved for pastors or for church workers. However, the scriptures make us aware that every believer is called to serve. We are all called to serve. In 1 Peter 2:9, it tells us that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that God has called us to be priests, and priests serve. Amen? Priests serve. Tell somebody, priests serve. In Psalm 22 and verse 30, the psalmist said, a seed shall serve him, and it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. A seed shall serve him. That is, our children shall serve the Lord. And it says that it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. It should not just be our children, but we ourselves must serve the Lord. Tell somebody, you must serve the Lord. So, when we talk about serving God, it indicates not only duty, but our identity. It is our identity. And so in scripture, there are many places the Bible says that we are servants of God. That is our identity. We are servants of God. Amen. We serve the Lord. And so we are going to explore the meaning of service today. That's all I'm going to do. We are just going to explore the meaning of service. Because it's our spiritual essence. And we are going to look at why it's most reasonable, or it's our most reasonable response to God's mercy. Amen? We have been saved. But we have been saved not to sit. We are saved to serve. Say, we have been saved not to sit. But we are saved to serve. I can't feel you. Why? You haven't eaten this morning, so I know it's very early, so you haven't eaten. But let me feel you. Amen. Say, we are saved not to sit, but we are saved to serve. In this, our discourse, we are going to look at the fact that not only is it our spiritual responsibility and the response to our divine mercy, and only the only reasonable reaction to our grace, we are going to consider three simple things. Number one is that service must be a lifestyle and not an event. Number two, that service is a spiritual obligation. And number three, that service is a proof of love. So let's go on our journey. Number one, service is a lifestyle, not an event. In Romans 12 verse 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So we are called to present ourselves. Present yourselves a living sacrifice. Now, Paul here is talking to every believer. He's not just talking to leaders. And every believer means that you are the one. Amen? Tell somebody, every believer means you are the one. Now, what Paul is simply saying is that service is what we do with our lives. And not just with our Sundays. Service is what we do with our lives. God doesn't just want weekend visits. He wants full-time residence in His presence. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? So your service to God is not just a Sunday thing. It must be what you do. Amen? It must be what you do. And Paul in Romans 12 shoots the idea that we are a living sacrifice. Sacrifices are normally consumed on the altar. What it simply means is that we are to live wholly surrendered unto God. Our lives must be surrendered totally to God. And so David, in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24, he said, I will not give the Lord what cost me nothing. It must cost you. It must cost you your life. It must cost you your life. Amen? Your life must be surrendered to Him. Tell somebody your life must be surrendered to Him. Not only your money. Amen? Your life, your time, they all must be surrendered to Him. It's yourself. Now, you need to ask yourself. Is your service costing you time? Is your service costing you time? Is your service to God costing you energy? Is your service to God costing you financially? Is your service to God costing you your comfort? Because if you are serving God at your comfort, when I have time, not that you are making time for Him, but when I have time, when I have time, then I will go to church. Oh, hello. So you need to ask yourself, if there is one question you must go home with today, is the question, and ask yourself regularly, is my service costing me my time? Is it costing me my treasures, my finances? Is it costing me my talent? Is it costing me my energy? Is it costing me my comfort? Because our service to God is holy and must be acceptable. Our service to God is holy or must be holy and acceptable. Real service must be acceptable to God when it springs from the heart. Not just from the heart, but also from the way we carry ourselves. Because it's not every sacrifice that God accepts. I can't give a sacrifice, but God rejected it. Amen? Can he give a sacrifice? Uzzah sacrificed to stabilize the ark, but God did not accept it. God killed him. Ananias and Sapphira gave a sacrifice, but God did not accept it. So your service to God must be acceptable. It must be holy for it to be acceptable. Amen? And that is why whatever we do, we must not do it from a mentality of performance. Our praise and worship leaders are not performers. Our choristers are not performers. Our ushers are not performers. As preachers, we are not performers. We are not here to perform. We are here to render service in the name of the Lord. Amen. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. So when we come up here, it's not for show. It's to render service in the name of the Lord. When you usher people, it's not for show. When you are a meeter and greeter, it's not for show. Yes, we expect you to dress well, but it's not for show. It's to render service. Now, if we understand that what we are doing is service to God, then we will do it well. We know that God will inspect it, or we will give an account unto God. If you are here with me, give the Lord praise. Give Him praise. Because the truth of the matter is that God is not looking for performers. He's looking for worshippers. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, He said, you people, you claim you worship God on the mountain and somewhere. He said, no, but the time is coming that God is seeking those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. He's looking for worshippers, not performers. May you be a worshipper. Number two, service is a spiritual obligation. Service is a spiritual obligation. In Psalm 102, verses 13 and 14, He says, you will arise. Psalm 102, verses 13 and 14. He says, you will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. He says that it is time for God to favor Zion. Zion is the church, and you are the church. He says that the set time is none. This is the Kairos moment for God to show favor to the church. This is the Kairos moment. This is the specific time for God to show favor to the church. But he says that the reason why he's going to show favor to the church is because your servants. We are servants of the Lord. We are servants of God. Tell somebody, I don't know about you, but I am a servant of the Lord. And I know some legalistic Christians will tell me that, I'm not a servant anymore. I'm a child of God. Yes, we are children of God. Children of God is what he has made us. The day we received Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. But once you become a child, you need to graduate into the next stage where you become a servant of God, where you serve him with all that you are. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Because the truth of the matter is that God responds to servants. God moves when servants are in place. In 1 Kings chapter 18, when Elijah prayed, he said, God, let them know that you are God, and let them know that I am your servant. Amen? Let them know that you are God, but let them also know that I serve you. When Daniel was faced with being eaten by the lions, and the lions couldn't use him for dinner, and the people who had conspired against him, when they threw them into the den, the lions ate them for breakfast. Before they would take Daniel out, the king asked Daniel, he said, is the God whom thou servest continually, is the God whom you serve continually able to deliver you? Even the unbelieving king knew that Daniel served the Lord. Do your unbelieving friends know that you serve the living God? Do they know? It must show. And if you serve him, let it show. Amen? The church only thrives when its people serve God joyfully. It says, for your servants, take pleasure in her stones. How happy are you to do things in the house of God? How happy are you when the church calls upon you to do something? How happy are you? Do you become excited when the church asks you to do something? There are some Christians, they will do anything, but not in the house of God. May you be found serving in the house of God. Give him praise, give him thanks, give him praise. If you love the church, you will serve it, or you serve her. Amen? If you love the church, you will serve her. If a man loves the wife, he serves her. If a woman loves the husband, she serves him. Amen?
Yeah. It's like you don't believe it.
Why? Have you not been serving your wife? Husband, have you not been serving your wife? Ask a man sitting by you, have you not been serving your wife? Ask the man, are you married? How old are you? If you are 19, to obey, yes. And God has not called you to be celibate. And you are not married. I say, I'm asking you, how old are you? Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. You see, when we talk about service to God, Jesus modeled it for us. Jesus is the firstborn amongst many brethren. He's the firstborn among those who are born again. And Jesus modeled, he's our role model when it comes to service to God. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says, Jesus made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant. Jesus, he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. And when he was alive, he showed that he was a servant. I mean, one day, he and you must understand when the Bible is talking about Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. In those days, they didn't have asphalt or coal tar. They had these dusty roads. And most of the roads, it was donkeys and horses and camels that walked the roads or road, you know, and the people rode those things. And donkeys and horses and camels, they can't control their bowels, and so they can poo-poo at any time. So the dusty roads, the donkeys and the horses have poo-pooed on the road all along. And so if you went to any home in those days in the Middle East or in Israel, now you remember the Bible says that Elisha used to pour water on Elijah's hands. What it meant was that when Elijah came from town, Elijah would have walked through the cow poo-poo or the cow dung and the horse dung, and his feet were dusty. And when he got into the house, Elisha would take a bowl with water and let his master put his feet in it, and he would wash it. He poured water on Elijah's hands. Now, that is exactly what Jesus did. These disciples, his 12 apostles, had walked around town. And I lived in the north, where, you know, and I used to teach in a school called Dungu. And the people in the area, they reared cattle. And so there are times you'll be walking, and by the time you get back, the dust and the poo-poo had, you know, splattered on your legs and it had hardened. Now, that was the kind of situation. And Jesus took a bowl filled with water and took a towel and tied it around his waist. And then he knelt down and he said his disciples should put their feet in it and he will wash it. Peter said, no, Jesus, you can't wash me. And Jesus said, if I don't wash you, then you will not be clean. Then Peter said, then wash my whole body. But I'm giving you the background. Jesus humbled himself and washed the feet of his disciples. He washed the feet of his disciples. He was a servant. He said he was not come. He did not come to be served, but he came to serve. Amen? He came to serve. Now, if the King of Kings, I'm not just saying the King, I'm saying if the King of Kings could serve, what about the servants? Amen? If the King of Kings could serve, how can the servants not serve? So how can it be that you do something in church? You are an usher, you are ushering somebody, or you are a meter or greeter, you receive somebody and you smile to the person and the person doesn't smile back, and say if they don't smile, they should break themselves. How can he do that? It doesn't work like that. How can you be a servant and you preach and the people don't clap? And so you say, because the people don't clap, I won't preach again. Like today, this morning, I'm not clapping. But I'm still preaching. I will not be moved. Because I'm called to serve you. So whether you clap, whether you say amen or you don't say amen, I'll preach. Amen. Now, when you go to a restaurant, when we talk about servants, somebody who serves the Lord, you should have this picture. When you go to a good restaurant, there are people that serve. In fact, in some hotels, you see that they have a white cloth on their arm waiting for you. And then you ask them. And when you get a crazy guy, there are some crazy guys. When they serve them and they bring, this is not right, this is not right, this is not right. And I've learned that if in the restaurant they see you are like that, when they are going to bring it to you. So be careful how you behave in a restaurant. Amen? Because there are some people, they are too fussy. They bring, I don't like this. And you should have done it like this. You should have, oh my goodness. If you want to correct them, yes, do it nicely. Amen? Do it nicely. And some will shout on them.
And they say that the customer is always right. The customer is never wrong. It's only in Ghana customers are wrong. In Ghana, you go to a shop and the person you are buying from doesn't treat you well. And you say, "Oso umpa ko." If you don't like it, go. Amen? In other places. In fact, you go to, in Ghana, you can't even return something you bought. You buy something from a shop. And you get home and you realize that the thing they said, that is not what is in the box. You take it back, they say they won't take it. But in other places, you buy it, you take it home, you see there's a problem. You take it back. They even have a counter for returnable goods. And then they will either change it for you or refund your money. In Ghana, they won't... If you are not careful, they will even call their security to deal with you. How many understand what I'm talking about? But, you see, if you understand service, you go on the flight. And the air hostesses and the stewards, they serve you. Now, they will hardly eat until you have eaten. They will hardly eat until you have eaten. Now, that is what service is about. Service is about the other person. It's about the other people. Now, if God has called you to serve, then God is expecting you to serve His people. If you are here with me, give the Lord praise. Give Him praise. Now, if Jesus could do that, you must be able to do that. Amen? Now, it is the grace of God that empowers us to be able to serve and to be able to labor. If you serve God well, He empowers you to be able to do it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, Paul said, give me 1 Corinthians 15, 10. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. He said, "I labored more abundantly than them all, yet not I, but the grace of God." Amen. He said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than them all." Paul was saying, "I worked hard." And time will not permit me to show you when he talked about the things he was doing. Traveling, being beaten, being stoned, etc. But he was saying that the labor that he labored, it was by the grace of God. It was by the grace of God. If you will serve in the house of the Lord, God will make His grace abound toward you like never before. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Grace is not an excuse for you to sit, but the power to serve. How can I have the grace of God and be working? And be tiring myself? No. Grace empowers you to serve Him. Amen? Grace is not something that should make you pompous. It's something that should make you humble to serve the people of God. Amen? Number three, service is a proof of love. Service. Service to God. It's a proof of your love for God. If you love God, you will serve Him. David said in Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5, and I'm just paraphrasing it. He said, "Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. I will not give sleep to my eyes until I find out a place for the Lord." David said, "Lord, I love You. And I wouldn't sleep until I found a place for You." David was saying, the proof of my love is that I'll make sure that, God, You are comfortable. May that be your heartbeat. Your amen needs a top up. What this scripture simply shows us is that David's heart was in the house of the Lord. David's heart was in the house. In fact, one time he said, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than sit in other palaces." Amen? He longed to, you know, David longed to build a place for God's presence. He wanted to create a habitation for the Lord. His passion for God made David a servant king. He had a passion for God. He had a passion for God. If you love without service, it's just empty emotion. If you love without service, you just have empty emotion. If you love, you will endure. If you love. In Philippians 1:21, Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." After all the things Paul went through, he didn't retire from serving. He pressed on despite being put in prison, being beaten, being stoned, being chased by armed robbers. Paul still served the Lord. He still served the Lord. Because real servants don't need stages. They need fire. Amen? There are some who say, I've been doing all these things. And the archbishop doesn't see. No. Real servants, they don't need stages. I don't need to see. God needs to see. You didn't hear me. I don't need to see. Because there's so much I can see. But as for him, he never slumbers nor sleeps. And he sees everything. And he's the one who must see. Because whatever you are doing it unto the Lord and not to Ajinasari. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Say, but you are the senior pastor. Oh yes, I'm the senior pastor. In fact, I'm really, really not the senior pastor. The senior pastor himself is Jesus. The Bible calls him the chief shepherd. I am called an under shepherd. Amen? It's only because he's not here physically that me, I chop posts more. But otherwise, the real post is the Oga Kwata Kwata. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Amen? So people may not see what you are doing for the Lord. But he sees. Amen. So consistency matters. Consistency is the mark of servants. Consistency is the mark of servants. So for servants, it's not what they do occasionally. But what they do continually, that is what defines their service. So what you do continually is what defines your service. Whether you are noticed or unnoticed. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 23. Can you give me Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 quickly? He says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily. As to the Lord and not unto men. Whatever you do, do it heartily. Whatever you are doing, do it with joy. So if you sing in the choir, they don't even appreciate it. All the rehearsals we've come. Charlie, whether they clap for you or not, you still have to go for rehearsal. Amen? Because that's what, you are a prayer warrior. Yes. You are in the technical department. Yes. And you see, it's not just enough to serve the Lord. As we go along, you will find out in Romans chapter 12, the Bible says, and he who does ministry, or he who ministers, let him wait on his ministry. Now, the word ministry there is service. He who does ministry, let him wait on his ministry. That means that if I am a pastor, before I come to preach, I should have prepared my sermon, meditated on it, prayed over it. I don't come here Sunday morning, and Sunday morning while I'm sitting here, I'm not looking for a sermon to preach. No, I must wait on it. So, if you are ministering, choir, it means that you need to come for rehearsal. A prayer warrior, you need to, it's not just Sunday you pray, you must be praying. Technical team, you don't wait. And Sunday morning, when the service has started, it's now you are tuning. No. That's why our technical department, they are here an hour or something before the service starts. Some of you don't know. You come to church at 6:30. There are some people who get here at 5:30. So that when we start the service, the sound will be correct. And meanwhile, some of you, when the sound makes green one pair, sound. Meanwhile, by the time they are leaving the house, you are sleeping. Amen? Doing it unto the Lord. Give the Lord praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. I remember one time there was this lady, you know, one Saturday, she had a problem, and one Saturday I said she should meet me here, and you know, around 4 p.m. And she came. After I administered to her, she said, I never knew that this is what happens for our Sunday 2-hour service. The choir, they were rehearsing. Instrumentalists were rehearsing. Other groups were doing this. Ushers were cleaning the place. A lot of activity. About half of the church was already here working so that Sunday we just come and spend 2 hours in one service. Amen. So the service you come to, and you come and enjoy the 2 hours, and when you come, you are carrying your notebook and you are marking the preacher, you are marking the choir, and then they won't sing. Instead of singing, they sang, today the meeters and greeters, they are dressed right, was like that instead of being like that. You are marking. Things go into it to make it happen. May you be one of the people who serve in the house of the Lord. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. So he said, whatever you do, do it heartily. As unto the Lord. Amen? In John chapter 12, verse 26. Can you give me John chapter 12, verse 26? Jesus said, John 12, 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Amen? If you serve the Lord, you will follow him. So you can't say you are serving the Lord and you don't follow him. And when you follow Jesus, you obey his commandments. Amen? When you follow him, you obey his commandments. Amen? So let your first act of service today be that you surrender to him. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior today, surrender to him. If you know him, you would follow him. You will give your life to him. Because he's the greatest servant who gave his life for you. Church, in conclusion, serving God is a big thing. Not because of the title it gives you, but because of the honor it reflects. You serve the King of Kings. You know, there are times I write a letter, and I end it, God's servant. I feel, I'm God's servant. Hey! There are people who brag, His Majesty's servant, in His Majesty's service. Me too, I am in His Majesty's service. You too, you are in His Majesty's service. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. It is our reasonable service. It is our spiritual worship. It's our lasting legacy. A seed shall serve Him. And it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. You want to say this after me? I'm not just saved to escape hell, but I am saved to serve the King. Oh, let's say it again. I'm not just saved to escape hell, but I am saved to serve the King. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Before I make my altar call today, last week, Thursday, Friday, I was in Victory Bible Church. And if my TV people, you are ready, can you take us into Victory Bible Church? I ministered 2 nights.
Listen to me carefully. If you have a growth, it can be cancer, it can be whatever it is. If you have a growth, just come and touch there. Just come and touch the altar. My friend, So leave your stick and go and sit down. Let me see. Go and sit down. Let me see. The power of the Lord. Give him praise. My friend, come back. What's your name? Theophilus Labi. How long have you used the stick? 13 months. Okay. Can you pick the stick for me? So when you were coming, show us here how you came with the stick. This is how he came. This is how he came. This is how he came out of the sea. Now lift it up, Mr. Theophilus. Lift it up. And I'll go to your seat. Lift it up and go to your seat. Yes, walk. Go to your seat. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Heavenly Father, thank you for your miracle working power. Satan, you know me, you would obey me because I don't come in my name. I come in the miracle working name of Jesus.
Numbness in your hands.
Numbness in the tip of the fingers. For how many days now?
For almost 2 months now.
2 months now.
I couldn't feel my fingers.
You couldn't feel your fingers.
And then this sharp pain in my waist.
But right now,
I'm free.
Give the Lord praise. Yes.
When he was 12 years old, he fell down.
He fell down when he was 12 years old.
I couldn't use my left shoulder.
He couldn't use the left shoulder.
I couldn't bend it.
How old are you now? How old are you now?
I'm 45 years now.
45?
Yes.
So over 33 years.
Yes.
Now you can turn
it. It always gets stuck like
this. But now? Oh, okay. But right now?
But right now?
Hallelujah.
She fell down on Wednesday. She had a pain in her neck. And she couldn't walk with her leg, but now she's totally healed.
Give the Lord praise.
This lady gave birth 1 year, 9 months ago. And she's been struggling with something called postnatal depression.
Mm-hmm.
But after the prayer, she said she feels much better. There's been a sense of joy released upon her. And she knows
praise.
She's leaving the service. Hallelujah. She said she's been unwell for some time. She's been to the doctor, spent money. She doesn't know exactly what it is. But after the prayer, she feels much better. And she knows she's leaving.
Give the Lord praise.
This young man, about a year ago, had a headache. And he said it affected his hearing. So before the service, he couldn't hear very well. But after the prayer,
he can hear. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise.
Since her childhood, and she's been supporting with braces.
Mm-hmm.
And she said when she came this evening, the pain was excruciating. Yeah. But after the prayer, the braces loosened and the pain is gone.
It's gone. Give the Lord praise. Who came with Mama? You came with her. What was wrong with Mama? Spinal problem. She can't stand.
Okay, so Archbishop, before she couldn't stand, but now she can stand.
For how long? How many days now?
About 5 years ago.
5 years?
Okay, so she had an accident.
And from there she couldn't walk. So when you were coming tonight, how did you come? How did you come with her? Who are the people who brought her? Who are the people? Come. I want to see. I want Sonimu. They supported you. Come. So she was bowed also like that. Now, okay, your head too. When you had your accident, your head also. So show me how you came with her. I want to see how they came with you. Mama, you too, you were, huh? So show me. So show me. 5 years. 5 years. Okay. Now, sister. Now, leave it. Now, let's go here. Now, let's go. So for the first time in 5 years, she's working on her own. Let's go. Thank you. Father, thank you for touching her head and making her every which hole in the head. Thank you for touching her spine. The lady said she was bowed together, but look at her. She's straightened now. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. You are never the same. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. The power of the Lord. The power of the Lord. Look at me. Do this. Do this. Do this. And then do this. Yes. Yes, do this. And then do this. Do the other one. Yes, and then do it. And then do it. And then do it. And then do it. I'm going to leave you. Do it. I'm going to leave you. Do it. Now come. Do it. Now come. Do it. Come. Come. Come.
Come, 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 come. Lift up one hand. Lift up your hand. Lift it up. 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 Never the same. Mama, are you happy? Are you happy? Say thank you, Jesus.
Because they say you should come and do MRI.
Uh-huh.
I have not the money.
Give the Lord a mighty clap.
Give the Lord a mighty. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus. If you are sick in any part of your body, will you stand? Let me pray for you quickly. Sick in any part of your body, stand. Let me pray for you. He's a miracle working God. Lift up one hand, lay the other hand where you are heading. Heavenly Father, thank you for your miracle working power. I ask that you stretch forth your healing hands and touch these ones. Satan, you know me, you would obey me because I don't come in my name. I come in that powerful and miraculous name of Jesus. And I bind every spirit of eye problem. I bind every spirit of ear problem. I bind every spirit of back problem, every spirit of kidney problem, every spirit of liver problem, every spirit of growth. And I ask that from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you be made every whit whole in the name of Jesus. And that God's power will work in your life like never before. Thank you, mighty God, for answered prayer. We celebrate you. We thank you for eyes that are healed, ears that are healed, backs that are healed. Groves that have disappeared. Thank you, mighty God, that only you can do what you do for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you take your seat, bow down your head? And if you are here with me and you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, lift up one hand. I want to pray with you. You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, lift up one hand. I want to pray with you. If you want your sins forgiven, lift up one hand. I'm going to pray with you. You want your sins forgiven? Yes, you want to receive Jesus? Will you pray this prayer with me? Will you say, Dear God, forgive me all my sins. Lord Jesus, you died for me. You rose for me. Come into my life. Make my life a testimony to those who know me. Thank you, Lord. Answered prayer. Amen. Put your hand on your chest. Heavenly Father, I commit these ones to you. I pray they will know you and be established in you like never before. In Jesus' name, we call it done. Amen. May God cause his face to shine upon you. May his favor overshadow you. May this coming week be very special for you. May you have strength, health, physical, vital. And may closed doors open. Go in the power of the Lord. God bless you. Amen.
Feel free to get in touch with us on social media and share your story on how God is impacting your life. You can also follow us on Twitter and like our Facebook page. Remember, the Ajinasari is one word and not hyphenated. And look for the name that has a blue tick to show it's verified. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends, loved ones, and families about our podcast on Google Play Store, Podbean, and on iTunes. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.